The Lakefarers. The sky was simple as we pushed from the quay. There was no storm to fear with the far shore in sight. We trusted the surface and knew the day would end with the rustle of bare feet on wet grass. We clutched at the rail and giggled as the first lurch of the keel warped our course. This was no case for the luminous waistcoat. No hands looped on fear, we were aboard. No face went lame or lips turned dry under the altering sky. Then Ear Lake bared its length to a blast, from helix to lobe. The wind blew craters in that field of water, and on the wave's ridge each sudden gust would shock our boat, and any turn to the shore would have twisted and capsized us, the sliding door of the cabin slammed open and shut. Sniffed and licked by a faithful fear, we looked into the fathoms. The captain's wage, so light and crisp, seemed the currency we would take to the floor of Ear Lake. Skill and misjudgment, or a kind of jinxed luck, tillered our hull towards land until the waves and our pulse rates lowered. Shining stone crawled out of the sky, and we slowed to the zone of shallow breaths. Had the forward thrill of New Year's Eve made our senses less than acute, our feet wobbled on the gunwale, our minds a collision of curses at captains and at our trust in a misjudged mission.